I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Remember that place called Crimea? Russia took it away from Ukraine in March, and now Forum 18 News says churches in Crimea are being forced to re-register with the Russian government.
A lot of the re-registration issues are also coming with mutual suspicion between Ukrainian and Russian-leaning churches and organizations.
At our website, Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock is bringing us up to date on the new challenges that believers face. For now, keep this in mind as you pray for Crimea.
Sometimes we give too much credit to man in making life difficult, but we need to fall back on understanding that a sovereign God is saving a people for his own possession and declaring his glory among the nations.
And World Mission's Greg Kelly sent us this report from Myanmar about a woman's encounter with the treasure, an audio Bible player.
She listened to this treasure for 2 months, and after listening to the Word of God, was convinced that Jesus was in fact the Messiah. He was who he said he was, and she went to our national pastor and asked him how she could become a Christian. He led her to Christ, and upon hearing the news, her husband told her that she had a choice to make. Either she could choose him and their Buddhist religion or Christianity. And she said, "I'm following Jesus. He is my Lord and Savior now." And here she is, essentially a widow, serving Jesus, left with nothing, but has the joy of the Lord like I've never seen anywhere in the world.
So now what? Listening groups develop and become small churches. Ask God to provide for the needs of these new believers. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.